flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Jeff Passan, we played that for you earlier in the week.
You sure about that?
The Juan Soto sweepstakes. I'm not.
Sure about that? That's why.
I am starting to be very fearful, Keith.
This is taking forever.
Take the Red Sox out of it. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, I already have taken the Red Sox out of it.
It's hour two. Jones and Keith here on WEEI. I give them a chance. I'm not forecasting they're landing him, but I give much more of a chance than you.
That's right.
Not as much as Billy.
No.
But, you know, I'm up there. Billy's outflanked me on this one.
Yeah, he has.
But I'm starting to worry for baseball. This signing is not going to get done at the winter meetings, and we're right back where we were. And I was pretty confident that this was going to be wrapped up at the winter meetings next week. In fairness, that's what Passan said.
Yeah.
They're going to have meetings this weekend. Teams are going to be eliminated. They're going to inform teams, and then it's certainly going to be done by next week. I'm starting to have my doubts. And again, that's just a terrible, terrible thing for baseball because it clogs up the market. You have an opportunity to dominate to a degree as much as you can these days. The headlines with a flurry of free agent moves and Juan Soto headlining all of it. And I'm starting to worry it's going to drag out past the winter meetings. I know a lot of you probably feel like it already is dragging. There's a bunch of news that's really a lack of news.
It's no news.
But I'm okay with that as long as it's wrapped up next week at the meetings. That's when the hot stove needs to happen.
So the meetings end Thursday.
Yeah.
You think Thursday we're going to be doing a show knowing where Juan Soto is?
I don't.
Yeah, me neither.
If you asked me this even 2 days ago, my answer would be absolutely. I'm not so sure. All the teams still think they're in it.
So that's the other thing. Is like the news pretty early on was here are the teams that are in it. And then that we sort of dragged out. They're all meeting and, you know, whatever. And you find out, well, the GM or the owner is or isn't meeting, but whatever. It's those five teams kind of whittled it down to five. Then a couple days ago it was, oh, they're going to let teams know that they're out of it.
Right.
Well, we haven't heard any of that.
No.
I'm not even sure the teams have heard any of that.
No.
So we're still at five teams. Yankees, Mets, Blue Jays, Dodgers, Red Sox. That is where we started, and that's where we're at now.
This is my fear. Spear wrote yesterday the Red Sox haven't been told they're out. Okay. No team has been told that they're out yet, despite reporting that they would be. And the other thing that I'm leery about, and Spear also wrote this, teams feel like Steve Cohen is just waiting to trump everybody's offer by $50 million, which I kind of buy. I think the Mets are going to wind up, if I had to pick who I think is going to end up with Soto, it's the Mets.
It's an auction.
But
get the little paddles. That's what they should do on live TV. They should do an auction with the five teams.
I love it.
And you have a really good auctioneer. I can't do it, but I got
auctioneer. Yeah,
you need like the best auctioneer, like the best in the business. And he rips through it. And then you have Steve Cohen just sitting there with a golden paddle, being like 800 million.
Oh, it's nice.
Oh my god, we can't keep it.
Let's go Red Sox.
That's nice.
Who would you have holding the paddle for the Red Sox? Because you could bring anybody.
Ortiz,
David Ortiz.
Yeah.
Clutch athlete makes a lot of sense. Not Wally or Tessie.
What happened to, what happened to Elaine with the JFK golf clubs? Didn't she go a little ham with the JFK golf clubs?
Too much. You get there, you get pretty competitive.
That's why I would pick Ortiz, because like you're told to go in with a budget, but Ortiz, it just kind of gets away from him.
Throwing him out of the car like Kramer.
Yeah.
Well, there's a great auction scene in the movie Money Talks, which is a slept-on movie with Chris Tucker and Charlie Sheen.
Oh.
There's a tremendous scene. Billy's giving me the thumbs up. Billy, there's a great auction
Billy gave
scene
him
about that car.
Thumbs up. Yeah.
Yeah, car auction. Vic Damone's son.
Yeah, Vic Damone. And then Paul Sorvino's in there, and then he gets all fired up about it. Then he has to win the car. It can be pretty intense with an auction. I think people would like that.
I like a fantasy football auction. I'm a fan of that.
Because
Money Talks.
Dude, Money Talks is great. We should do a rewatch and talk about it tomorrow.
Add it to the queue.
Think about all the eyeballs that were on LeBron James for his decision special. Mm-hmm. But that was just LeBron James sitting up there and being like, oh, I'm taking my talents to South Beach. If you really had five teams sit there, and I guess the deal would be Juan Soto has to agree to go to whoever wins the highest bid. But I think that he would. Doesn't all indication tell you that of all players, most of them would do this anyway, but specifically a guy who's already been on three different teams and hired Scott Boras to be his agent.
And the second the World Series ended said,
the second!
All 30 teams, I go to any of the 30 teams, which is his way of saying, just give me the most money, I'll go there.
The champagne was still being popped in the opposing locker room, and he's like, I'm open for business.
I'm with you.
He's going to the highest bidder. So does Cohen get the last call, or like can Henry be like, no, I want the last call? Like, how does this work?
Well, so this is what Alex Speer wrote about, and I do agree with the Twitch chat. Well, number one, they agree with you on Money Talks. I saw Ian Brockton in there immediately. It was like, good call,
it's
Keith.
Unbelievable. It's maybe one of the more underrated comedies ever.
Number two, I saw, I think it was Dubs 985 say, well, this is just how baseball free agency works. Well, it's how it's worked,
sadly,
past tense. I thought, based on how embarrassing free agency was last year, and given that it's Juan Soto and it seemed like there was some early traction and movement, I thought this offseason might go differently. I now am fearful that it's going to be the same thing as last year, which would suck for the sport. But Alex Speer wrote, the Red Sox have expressed interest in an additional meeting in which Scott Boras and Juan Soto would identify a price that would get a deal done.
All right.
It's unknown if such a meeting has been or will be granted.
Oh.
But the Red Sox are basically saying, all right, don't give Steve Cohen the final hammer.
Okay, I like that.
We're not going to put an offer down.
I like it.
Just to have Steve Cohen blow it out of the water. Tell us what the number is.
Yeah.
And then we'll tell you if we can get to it. What's the number?
Write it. Yeah.
Slide it across the table.
Do you write it down?
Sure.
You don't say such a big number, right?
How do you write it? Do you write all the zeros? Because that could get confusing. Or do you write 700 million? I would write the word million.
Well,
I wouldn't get lost in all the zeros because I'd be afraid I'm Mr. Evil or Dr. Evil it.
That's a good point.
And now I'm off by a decimal place or two.
I would convert it to PS5s and then I would slide it across. And he's like double checking. Yeah. And he's like, wait a minute, what is this? 300?
PS5 in your kitchen?
300 million PS5s? That's right.
7 trillion hams? What does that
mean? That's right.
Yeah.
And you're just like, no,
you want to be paid in ham?
They're like, I don't know. You want to be paid in actual hams?
Like the old Letterman show used to give away hams.
Yeah, right. Just give him a big spiral ham. Like, this is why he's like. I don't think we can negotiate with this guy. He's a monster.
You write it down and slide across the table, though.
I think it's like, I've never been in a meeting like of that high leverage, but I feel like it's
that's not how you negotiate here.
I wrote the letter. Yeah. I wrote the number down, slid it across the table.
They're like, we'll definitely take that number.
They're like,
that's it.
This is what you want for the whole year.
But then you actually get PS5s.
Yeah. They're like, fine. We got to call. Keith wants three PS5s.
Three PS5s.
For the year? Like,
Then you turn it to Ty Law. You can't pay your kids with PS5s. No, you can't feed your kids with PS5s.
That's true. You drive a hard bargain, Keith. It's a deal. I'm like, yes. Yeah, I did a great job there. But so, they got to figure all that out. But I feel like that number is too high. Like, you can't, you can't say $700 million because you know how staggering that is. So you have to write it down, slide it across the table. They look at it like, yeah, all right.
Okay.
But I think it's also going to come down to opt-out years with him. Sheer number of years. There's some reporting that it might be a record-breaking, might be like 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, all right, this guy is very good. But then it gets down to like the, I mean, how much can you, how overboard can you go to get him?
There are complexities to it. Deferred money, not to play this game, but state taxes. As you said, opt-out years, and like there are other elements to it, but the real thing we're all talking about is the money.
The final number.
$700 million. I mean, yeah. It's pretty simple what it is. How it's going to be structured in the cash flow, that can all get negotiated, but what we're really talking about is the big figure. So are you, I mean, I probably know your answer already. Is it encouraging at all they're trying to get a deal like this done? Hey, we want to meet directly with Boris and or Soto and tell us what it is. Is that encouraging in any way, shape, or form, or is it just more, hey, we're just trying to win PR?
No, I think that's probably better than not, right? Like, you see sort of the way the wind's blowing on this, and you're like, all right, we also need to get ready for the rest of our offseason. So, I mean, that gives me, I wouldn't say hope, because I don't think they're going to get him, but it at least is another tactic you can use. And if you have $600 million set aside for Juan Soto and you're not going to get him, do I really need to wait two more weeks to find out we don't get him? Or can I get in early on Corbin Burns and Max Fried and Bregman? And like, we can still have a good offseason without Juan Soto. That's what they're thinking. And so, yeah, let's figure this out right now. We want to be left in the dark and be like, because at this point, if you agree or believe the reports, they've already made two offers.
Mm-hmm.
So they started with one.
They made their first offer.
They didn't get laughed at, but they didn't get accepted. So they gave another one.
They upped their second offer to a reported 13 years, 625 was Hector Gomez.
And maybe they're going to have this meeting if they even get it, which is not a great sign. Right? Like, if they even get it.
Right.
Like, don't you want to find out if a team's going to give you $700 million?
But I agree that's not ideal, but don't you think that's more Boris just not going to give you that number because that'd be a bad job by him to say, yeah, here's the number we want. Yeah. We'll just give it to you. What if you can worm $100 million out of another team?
Yeah.
You know, or $50 million or even $20 million out of another team? Like, why would you just take that when you don't shop it around to everybody and get the best possible deal for your client?
It is so annoying that Boris has this guy. After he screwed up last year, I thought guys might turn on him and be like, what did you do with Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery? Like, we're done with you. But Juan Soto, anybody could be his agent right now.
Well,
anybody.
And this is kind of what I was hoping too. Snell signed early in this offseason. And so I
think he was just scared.
Agreed. But more players should be scared. And I thought this would be wrapped up sooner, and my fear is it's now going to drag out.
So here's the one positive.
That does kill baseball.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So last year, Shohei Ohtani mm-hmm. was clearly the biggest free agent. He signed on December 11th.
So was that at the winter meetings or just at? I feel like it was like just at. I think we did this last year where they left the winter meetings without a deal, but it was shortly thereafter, which I guess is fine.
But it was like 2 weeks before Christmas, which I'll take.
Yeah, I'll take it. But the idea is still a flurry of activity for the sport. This guy signs, then the logjam breaks, and it's boom, boom, boom.
Unfortunately,
and baseball gets a lot of buzz.
They need to change the rules and enforce players to sign at certain times.
I don't know that you can change the rules per se, but you can pressure these agents and players, and there are ways to do that. And I thought last year was so bad, there was a chance that could happen.
Can you not change the rules and be like...
And be like, you have to sign by this date?
Yeah.
Then what if a guy doesn't get signed? They can't play the next year? Like, I don't know how you do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, Blake Snell was not allowed to play Major League Baseball last year because he didn't sign in the window?
Or, like, you can't play... No. Not you can't play, but you can't play until June.
Okay. Maybe there is a way
something
to do
along
that.
Those
yeah,
lines.
Fine. Okay. You can't play
until after
a certain
date. And maybe some pitchers are like, okay, like, that's actually better for me, you know? But I think for other guys, like, they need to somehow incentivize... like a flurry like the other sports have. it's awesome in NBA free agency or NFL free agency where you get going. And yeah, every once in a while, a few guys kind of drag out there. But in 2021, how aggressive the Patriots were that year. And like the first day, it's like Hunter Henry and Matt Judon and Jonnu Smith and like Kendrick Bourne, like bing, 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 bing. It was great. Baseball is the opposite of that. And it's brutal. They need all the help they can get.
Yeah.
And so they do need to tweak it.
But what you need is this Boris client who's holding things
up. Logjam.
You need him to sign early. And again, how do you do that? Maybe there's a way to incentivize it, or just Boris needs to have some humility, or the players need to push back and say, hey, you know what? I didn't like how that went last year. Let's get this wrapped up because I don't want to be Blake Snell.
Yeah.
I don't want to be Jordan Montgomery.
Any chance any of the teams take themselves out? Meaning they don't like the negotiations taking this long, and they say, all right, you're not giving us an answer. All you're trying to do is squeeze a few more bucks out of us. So we're going to turn our attention to Corbin Burns.
Maybe the Dodgers?
Yeah, because apparently the top Japanese pitcher, he's most likely to go there.
Yeah. So
did you read that?
I did. So, yeah,
so they could have the three best Japanese pitchers in the world all on their rotation, and Snell and Glasnow.
They don't have room for him.
Well, yeah, they could. Isn't Walker Buehler out?
He's out.
A free agent. I think he would. He'd be one of their five starters.
Oh, no, he would be. He's that good, but it's like they have like seven guys.
Yeah,
that
I mean, yeah. Oh, right.
But to
I get what you mean.
To answer your question,
yeah,
the one team that I think from a PR standpoint can say, we're not doing this, is the Dodgers.
Yeah, the other teams have to stay.
The Red Sox can't be like, too rich for our blood, we're out.
No, because they want people to think that they're super serious about it.
I doubt the Blue Jays can do that. The New York teams definitely can't do that. So the only team that I think possibly would get the benefit of the doubt from a PR standpoint from their fan base, they've already signed Snell. They won the World Series. They're really good. They get the benefit of the doubt on not spending on players because they've spent on everyone. I think the one team that could do that with the Dodgers. Otherwise, my answer is no. I don't think you can say we're out.
No, they gotta stay in.
Because your fans will kick and scream about it, and rightfully so.
And do you think, so Snell and I guess Kikuchi, like there hasn't been a lot of top, let's call it 20 free agents that have signed.
Aroldis Chapman? Noted good guy,
Aroldis Chapman. There's not been a lot of top 20 free agents that have signed. So my, I guess, question would be, are all of those guys in a position where they're like, we're just waiting? Or do some of them say, I don't want to be Snell and Montgomery from a year ago. Let's find a deal somewhere.
Isn't the problem a lot of the same teams are in?
That is a big problem.
The problem for Corbin Burns is a lot of the same teams that are in on Soto are in on Corbin Burns. So he kind of has to wait.
But I'd be so annoyed. And I guess you do have to wait. Now, that's five of the 30 teams. Now, those are the five teams that have top eight money, right? Because like the Phillies aren't involved in this. Like they could go and get somebody else. The Cubs aren't involved in this. No, like so it's
the one
possible.
Thing, the one thing I think the Red Sox could do in the meantime is trade a prospect or trade Casas or Abreu or somebody like that. They could make a trade in the meantime. These teams can make trades in the meantime. I don't think you can free up the free agency in this case because a lot of guys are waiting on Soto and Burns, and they're both represented by Boris, and Burns has got to wait, I think, or else he's taking away potential options. You know, for himself. I don't get texts like this, 37937.
Yes.
The Red Sox should move on to other options. That I'm fine with if you think you're not going to get him. I wouldn't have given him $600 million, never mind $700 million, which I get is a lot of money.
It is a ton of money.
Over 15 years, I know it's a crazy thing to say, to brush aside $100 million, but $100 million over 15 years, when you really break it down per season, it's not that much extra money is my only point.
Well, that's the thing.
Is there a line? Like, what's the line? Like, I'm like, 700 million, whatever, pay it to him. 750, whatever, pay it to him. Like, what's the line? Is there a line on Soto?
I think if this was, no. To answer your question, no.
I don't really think there is either. If somebody else is willing to spend it, you should top it.
I was trying to think in the other sports, right? Like, hockey, they have comically low contracts. You put that to the side. Basketball, they're set. So, it's like, the numbers are high, but that's what the going rate is. If a guy qualifies for a Supermax, he gets Supermax, that's it. Football is a completely different animal because all the money's fake and like whatever else, and there's all ways to get out of it. But there is no salary cap or even a fake salary cap in baseball. So I'm in favor of giving them whatever. Like, the money's crazy, and we got, you know, it's hard to wrap our minds around it because it is such an insane number that these guys are getting. But you kind of have to put that to the side for a minute and say, you know, Mookie Betts signs this massive deal. And then when you look at the average annual as it's playing out, and then you see what teams are making and teams are spending, That's a good deal.
I mean, we thought Rafael Devers was a crap ton of money. $300 million
But
these are about to get blown. It's going to probably look like a bargain in a little bit.
Yeah, but no,
I mean, he's going to be a DH. But
I would probably spend whatever. It's John Henry's money and those guys, and you know the ticket to Fenway costs what it costs. So like, no, I would want them to spend it.
This is more satisfactory to me. 617-779-7937 They could sign Bregman, Alonzo, and Burns for $600 million If you're telling me you're signing the same amount of money, and you're going to spread it out over three guys, I'd still rather have Soto, but I think that's much more reasonable than $600 million is crazy.
No, that's fine. Yeah. If that's how you feel, great, because I just want them to spend that money.
If you're telling me they're spending it either way and now we're questioning how they're spending it, fine.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Because last year, and I keep going back to it, but there were reports that they were interested in Yamamoto and they wanted to be aggressive in Yamamoto, and it was even some of the comments that like Breslow made. They wanted Yamamoto, and if they had $300 million for him, great. But then they didn't sign anybody after that. So if you are telling us that you are willing to spend $600 on Soto, you better be willing to spend $200, $100, and $100 on those other four guys we just named, I would think. Now, again,
this is
where the great conversation comes in, because you and I don't like Aroldis Chapman. They spent $11 million or whatever it is on Chapman. So some would say, hey, that's spending. Not really. It's one-year kind of one-off thing. But invest in the team. So, yeah, I want Soto, because my fear is, hey, guys, we were in on Soto, and now we get, like, five Chapman types.
I just don't understand. People don't get it. You need stars. It's Boston.
You need
not just impact players and good players. You need superstars. You need name recognition. I don't get how people don't understand that. It's the biggest drop-off they've had in the last few years. It's what you need. And so Juan Soto is an opportunity to get a guy like that. Otani was an opportunity to get a guy like that. They didn't even meet with him last year, for God's sakes.
No, they didn't.
617-779-7937. We have the Week in Review on the way at 11:45, right after Trending with Billy Lanny. Let's get to a Friday four-pack with this weekend's games in the NFL. That's next.